Good morning, welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we are going to be learning together the 15th Mizmor, Mizmor Tesvav, in the book of Tehillim. It is a short Mizmor, but it is a very powerful Mizmor. It is only comprised of, in terms of structure, five psukim, and it's a basic question and answer. The first pasuk is a question. Hashem, mi yagur ba'ohalecha, mi yishkon bahar kodshecha? Hashem, who will dwell in your tents and sojourn on your holy mountain? And the answer is the next four psukim. And it gives a list of what seems to be 11, maybe 12 answers of what that would look like. In terms of the theme, there are really two ways of reading this mizmor. One is that this was a mizmor which was said when a person did Aliyah LeRegel, when a person made the journey to Jerusalem for the festivals. And this is a question. This is almost sort of the mantra they would say as they're going. Mi yagur ba'alecha, mi yashkan b'har kodshecha. Who's going to go sojourn in your holy place? Which means to say that there's a certain bar, there's a certain moral standard when it comes to ascending and going to Jerusalem. It would almost be like the realigning of the wheels, which was done on a triennial basis when the nation of Israel would ascend to Jerusalem. And part of that ascent was not simply just to bring the sacrifices, but it was a moment to reanalyze, to gain perspective on their own life. That's one way of looking at this. However, we could actually say this may not be specifically in the context of Aliyah LeRegel, of ascending to Jerusalem for the festivals. It could be a more of a philosophical question about the world to come. And in that sense, the conversation could be held between a regular person and the Navi, the prophet, the Kohen, the priest, or the elder, asking, what is it Hashem wants for the world to come? What does Hashem demand of us in this lifetime? And the answer is a much more profound one now, in a certain sense, is this is a mission, a life's mission of a person. And it's fascinating that the Gemara in Makos, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, comments on this Mizmor Tehillim in specific detail. And the Gemara says that although Moshe Rabbeinu gave 613 mitzvahs, 613 commandments, Ba David ve'hemidon al achas esrei. David HaMelech established the Torah on 11, and it goes through the list of this mizmor, of this Tehillim, to describe what that list of 11 is, quoting the entire mizmor. Now what's fascinating about that is before we even get into the details, the Maharal asks a very basic question that Gemara is that, you know, it's not as if, you know, David HaMelech has the editing license to say, you know, 613 was nice, but 11 sounds better. He doesn't have that license. What does it mean? Hey, midon alachat esrei, that he established the Torah on 11. So the Maharal said that what David HaMelech was saying was the following, a very basic principle, because the Gemara continues to talk about how Yeshayahu went to 6, and then Micha 3, and Habakkuk 1, and the whole business. So what does it mean? These people were not readapting Judaism to the times. So what the Maharal explains is that what David HaMelech was saying, what the later Nevi'im were also saying, is that what if you distill Judaism? If a person has imbibed sufficient amount of learning and lifestyle of Judaism, what does it look like? What is that supposed to express within a person? And David HaMelech says, these are the 11 traits that a Torah lifestyle should produce in a human being. Which means if you see somebody who's involved in a Torah lifestyle and is not living this type of life as described by these 11 characteristics, then perhaps something is missing in the process. It's not working. The results are not being yielded. That's what the Maharal explains. Let's take a quick look at those 11, because that's short enough to be able to do this. The Gemara actually goes one by one and describes specific people or specific characteristics as to what they are. Let's do that very briefly. The first one is Holech Tamim, a person who goes in wholeheartedness or righteousness. That refers to Avraham Avinu, whose entire life was described as Hisalech Lefonai Behiye Tamim. He was going in front of Hashem, he walked in front of Hashem, even when society was telling him otherwise. That's number one. Number two is called Poel Tzedek, the one who works in righteousness. The Gemara says this is represented by a person called by the name of Abba Chilkia, which is understood to mean he was a person who didn't even stop his work to greet other people because he believed and he understood that his time was owed to his employer. Think about today, think about the effectiveness in the work in offices. You know, there's estimates that almost 50% of time of people in the office is spent on email and social media at the expense of the employer. Think about what Abba Chilkiah was saying. He wouldn't even greet other people when he was working for an employer because that time was not his. That's Poel Tzedek. Number three, Dover Emes Bilvoi, speaking truth in your heart. The Gemara says, this is exemplified in Rav Safra. Who is Rav Safra? So this is understood to mean Rav Safra was once in the middle of a prayer. He was saying the Shema, and he had somebody who came and made an offer to him and about a particular piece of merchandise. And the person made the initial offer, and Rav Safra obviously did not respond because he was saying the Shema. The person thought that Rav Safra was demurring because of trying to get a higher price, and the person offered him a higher price. After the Shema was finished, Rav Safra responded to him and he says, no, when you said the initial price, I already accepted in my heart to sell it to you at that initial price, and that's what it's going to go for, which means Dover Emes Bilvava, he understood in the heart, I already made that purchase, therefore he's going to accept that purchase at that price. Number four, L'ragal al-shanon. Person does not slander on their tongue. This refers to Yaakov Avinu, who was scared to misrepresent himself to his father, acting as Esav, even at the behest of his mother. Number five, Lo ra'asah l'ra'ehu ra'ah, person does not do evil to his neighbor, and this refers to somebody who does not infringe on another one's trade. That means to say somebody has, you know, a bookstore, you don't open up a bookstore next door. You don't open up a chain. You have to be very careful about infringing other people's rights. And having worked in the Beis Din of America, having done casework there, and seen how many cases of what's called Hasagas Gavul, where one merchant opens up too near another merchant and takes away their business, it is very, very complex, and people have lots of important rationales for themselves for doing this. But what David HaMelech is saying is that a person who is supposed to exemplify Torah is not supposed to be one of those people. Number six, cherpa v'cherpala nasal kravoy, a person does not reproach his relative. And the Gemara says this refers to somebody who draws his relatives near and does not embarrass them. People we spend the most amount of time with are the people that sometimes who get the most shoddy treatment from us because we don't have to impress them. And it also gets more annoying and frustrating to be around them. As the Gemara is saying, is make sure that the relationships which count really count. Number seven, nivzeh be'einav nimas, it refers to a person who believes somebody who is vile in the eyes of Hashem should be despised. And given the Gemara gives a graphic example where Chizkiyahu took the bones of his father Achaz, King Achaz, and he, instead of giving him a royal burial, took them on a bed of ropes, which was a very disgraceful burial because Achaz's life was led, unfortunately, leading Israel into polytheism, and to demonstrate that that was not all right, he did such a disgraceful burial. Vezirya Hashem Yechabed, the ones of Hashem who fear Hashem should be honored. This refers to Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, who would honor any Talmud Chacham, any wise sage, and get up and stand up, even though he was the king, and call him Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. You're my teacher, you are my mentor, my master. Number nine, Nishpal HaRav Elo Yamir, a person who takes an oath to his own detriment, refers to Rebbe Yochanan, who did not want to eat in a particular house. He wasn't sure of the kashrus, and he took a oath not to eat until he got home, thereby missing a few meals, but still by adhering to his kashrus. Number 10, Kaspoilo Nosam Beneshech, that a person does not give their money with usury, with ribis, with interest, and this refers to even for a non-Jew, even though the Torah technically permits this. And number 11, finally, V'shochad al nakilo lakach, a person does not take a bribe. Well, that seems to be, you know, pretty low beam. It's a low standard. So the Gemara says, like Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, who had a sharecropper, and the sharecropper came in to bring his share to Rabbi Shmuel a day early because it was a market day, and then asked to adjudicate a particular case. Rabbi Shmuel felt that he was actually not able to adjudicate that case because even getting his own crops a day early was in fact enough of a bias for that court case. So that's what's called the notion of Shechad al-Nakil al-Lakach. Very, very beautiful, very fascinating description. In terms of actually looking at this Gemara, the Gemara asks at the end, is this all or is this one? Meaning to say, when the Gemara concludes, it says that one of the Amoraim was particularly concerned. He felt that that a person who does all of these will be sanctified, will not be rejected. But what about a person who only does one of them? And so the Rabbanan assured this Amora that no, this is Rabban Gamliel who would cry, this Tana, and the Gemara concludes by saying, no, it means to say that it's even one of these a person manages to get to is an incredible level. One other interesting point is the Da'at Mikra points out that there's a number of interesting patterns in this actual description over here, and that is if you look at these traits, it goes three positive, three negative, three positive, three negative. Meaning the first three, if you think about it, are all positive attributes. Then it goes to not doing three bad things. doing three positive things and not doing three negative things. That actually lends itself to 12, which is fascinating because number 9 is Nishpal Harava Lo Yamir, could actually be number 9 and 10. But nonetheless, the Gemara merges it into 11 to create 11 traits. It is worthwhile noting that this does appear in the Tefillah. The Rambam says that this appears in the Sephardic custom to be said after the Birkas HaTorah, and in some customs it is said in Hoidu by Pesukei Dezimra. This closes this Mizmor. Obviously a lot more to learn, a lot more to appreciate, but something we all aspire to. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.